Greetings and welcome to our first edition of Bytes of Technology. It has been 4 months since the FCC voted to repeal the net neutrality rules, but, well, it still hasn't technically happened yet. Advocates for an open and free internet have sued the FCC over the decision, and high-profile campaigns encouraging the public to contact their representative in Congress about net neutrality are still ongoing. Speaking of Congress, bipartisan legislation has been discussed and proposed and is being considered. One such idea is what's called a Congressional Review Act resolution that would reinstate the FCC net neutrality rules, but so far, the bills haven't really gone anywhere. And some states, like California and Oregon, have begun to take the matter into their own hands, with state houses writing their own net neutrality laws for their jurisdictions. The fight's not over yet. Meanwhile, at the University of Houston, the Office of the Provost announced earlier this semester a plan to launch a pilot program where it will pay professors a little bit more money to use open textbooks so their students won't have to purchase them. Open textbooks are openly licensed, peer-reviewed academic textbooks offered in a digital format that students could access from computers or devices, instead of paying upwards of $1,200 a year on textbooks. The Provost's office and the campus library are offering resources for professors to encourage the adoption of open textbooks in their courses. Textbooks are one of the most complained about hidden costs of a higher education. Of course, it should be noted that some professors already receive a little extra money under the traditional textbook model. If they're the author of the book they ask the students to buy, they typically receive a royalty payment from the publisher. And speaking of universities in Houston, Rice University announced earlier this month that it will revitalize the old Sears property in Midtown and will convert it into an incubator for technology companies and startups. Recently, construction crews began peeling away the old Sears building's sheet metal exterior that was put up in the 1960s to hide the 1930s Art Deco details. The building is located on the corner of Main and Wheeler. You should go check it out. This has been Bytes of Technology on listener-sponsored community radio station 90.1 FM, KPFT. I'm Brandon Moeller.